Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm actually Sherelle McMillan from Inside Carolina with you. Sherelle, NCAA tournament brackets came out yesterday. Carolina number one in the Midwest, Duke in the East, Virginia in the South, Gonzaga out West. The ACC with three number one seeds. Carolina's bracket, I think, maybe the toughest. But your thoughts on what you saw from yesterday's selection show?
I thought it was pretty fair. The ACC definitely deserved three number one seeds because it's the toughest conference. And those three teams challenged themselves in conference and they challenged themselves out of conference. So I thought it was a fair move by the committee. I think North Carolina is a trade-off for getting that number one seed. They have a potential matchup with Kansas and Kansas City. And then they have probably, in my opinion, the best two in Kentucky. So there were some trade-offs for North Carolina getting the number one seed.
So when you look at the potential matchups with Kansas potentially, with Kentucky potentially, I'm on record saying I think that those games should happen. But your thoughts on seeing those teams pop up in Carolina's bracket, like seemingly they always do?
Kentucky's a really good team, and obviously they beat North Carolina earlier in the year, but North Carolina was a very different team than Kobe White was still, you know, kind of learning who he was. Cam Johnson hadn't quite figured out that he was the team's go-to scorer, I think, at times. And Luke was going through some things at that time. He wasn't playing his best either. And additionally, I think they've added some depth. Garrison Brooks is a much better player than he was then. So Kentucky would be a tough game in the Elite Eight, but it's the Elite Eight. So you expect to play a tough game. I think with Kansas, I think that's more reactionary fear by North Carolina fans just because of what happened in 13 and 12 in 2008 and Roy Williams' affinity for the school. I think they're scared more of the name than the team because Kansas hasn't been great and they're missing three of their best players. So that's a team that I think North Carolina would beat even in an atmosphere like Kansas City.
Carolina and Iona tip it off 9:20 or so on Friday night. 2019 March Madness season is here.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.